toddler that I was going to be a scientist. I was interested in all its manifestations and forms, and it never left me.
This was what attracted me to science, was that combination of intellectual conceptualization and bouncing it off of concrete reality, observing the world and making an interpretation.
You know, there are always lots of hurdles you have to cross, and you're always very insecure whether you're good enough. I always feel that still. I feel that. but that passion has always remained. So, you know, that's why, I mean, I think this was the right decision for me.
So this idea that, you know, back in history of nature, so many things have changed. And of course, nature is one journal that can be used as an example to look at how the way science is done and science itself and who does science has evolved over the last 150 years, and of course, even going further back. And so what's curious around this idea of who is a scientist and what it means to be a scientist, what's curious in association with their history, is that when nature was launched in 1869, the term scientist wasn't used. It was already coined as a term, but it was not used very often. And in fact, the word that was used most often, sadly, was men of science.
Thank you. Thank you.
the truth is that you can do anything that you really put your mind to. So my advice would be, have some confidence that you don't need to know everything today to do what you aspire to do tomorrow. You can learn. All of us can learn. And what I've observed is that everybody is capable of far more than we typically give ourselves credit for. So give yourself a chance. Allow yourself to learn. Focus on the areas that really genuinely spark your curiosity and your interest, because that will sustain you through your career. And don't limit yourself in terms of your ambition. You're an amazing person, and you can deliver things that you wouldn't have dreamt that you could do.
We are very interdisciplinary in Switzerland. Like, we have a very high number of researchers who are foreigners. I am a foreigner myself.
Taking this very pure mathematics and seeing it, how it can be applied in very, very concrete situations, to understanding, I mean, the complexity of biology is just mind-boggling, and in order to start to understand what's going on, being able to use mathematics to describe the patterns, discover the patterns, that is also really exciting.
I also am interested in the way that new technologies can be used to address issues of decolonization, of repatriation of stolen material. Many of the Europe's largest museums contain many objects which potentially should be returned to their original custodians.
Science can really be a social job.
Even if the numbers are smaller for women, there is still a great community of women, and maybe seeking out one's mentors and one's peers is one of the best things to do, because the network of women is very strong.
من نگار کیاوش هستم و ریاضیات رشته مورد علاقه منه.
Ich heiße Tamar Krohn und Naturwissenschaft ist meine Leidenschaft.
Мене зовут Марина і наука моя пристрасть.
Wissenschaft ist meine Leidenschaft.
Science is my passion.
Wissenschaft.